Final day of work in the practice field for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The AFC South champions prepare for the AFC wildcard playoff game this Sunday at Everbank Field. The Buffalo Bills come to town. Some late news for the Jags. Marquise Lee back on the field today. In Buffalo, LeSean McCoy had a little work on the field today as well. That's the biggest storyline heading into this game. Welcome into Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. They're getting the final preparations here at Everbank Field for the playoff game. First home playoff game since 99. But let's get to the biggest story, and that's the status of McCoy in Buffalo and Lee here in Jacksonville. Both guys back in the field.
Well, I don't know much about McCoy, but I do know in talking to Marquise Lee in the locker room, he's playing. He thinks he's playing. And at this point, as of yesterday, I would have been very surprised if he had played. To hear him tell it and to see him running around today, I think he's going, and he might play well.
Yeah, I thought he looked good on the practice field. Of course, you know, swelling and things after practice, we'll have to wait and see if it holds out. My thing with McCoy is the type of runner he is and the injury he suffered, even if it isn't as severe as it looked, will make it very difficult, very challenging for him to be the shady McCoy that we know and respect in this game.
I think the other thing to remember is if McCoy is going to be effective, you figure he's probably got to touch the ball 15, 20 times.
Don't know what they can do.
For Marquise to be effective, three or four.
For the Jaguars offensively in this game, they want to run the ball again. They haven't really done that really effectively over the last five, six games. They're number one rushing offense. It's also big time for the quarterback to play well, too. As the guy said on Jaguars Thursday, the playoff football for a quarterback is kind of like the final exam. It weighs the most.
Well, they go hand in hand. If the running game is as good as I think it will be on Sunday, because I think they can run the ball, I think Blake will play well, right? If the pressure is not on him, and he's going to have Lee and Hearns back for the first time since the Chargers game 2 months ago, I think the Jaguars can run the ball against these guys. I think they can be very effective running the ball, which to me says that Bortles will have a good game.
See, I think it's got to go the other direction. I think in the last four or five weeks of the season, when this team has been good, it has been about Blake being able to hit some passes downfield to open things up, surprise some people with Keelan Cole and D.D. Westbrook. I don't think they have to surprise the Bills, but they have to make plays downfield effectively. To me, that's the way the offense has been going. I don't think they can establish the run and dominate their way to the lead in this game. I think they can do it the other way.
I think they'll have to do it your way from this point forward, but we'll see.
Yeah, and no matter what happens on offense, the formula this year has been lean on the defense. One of the best defenses in all the National Football League. They have a chance now in the postseason to go prove that.
The only thing that scares me about this game, the Bills do a good job forcing turnovers and turning them into their own points. But newsflash, that's been the Jaguars' strength all year. If the Jaguars do that to the Bills early, and if Brian's formula works, which is that they dominate running, then the Jags win big. But I think they've got to get a turnover early, sometime in the first 20 minutes.
And that's a challenge because Tyrod Taylor has not turned the ball over a lot this year. He's been protective with the football. So the Jaguars are going to have to be on their game. They're going to have to be pulling the ball free, and they're going to need those corners to step up and tip a ball and create. That's what this defense has done so well this year, JP. They have created their own momentum. If they do it on Sunday, they win big.
Tyrod Taylor's been sacked a good bit this year as well up in Buffalo. The scene here is going to be incredible on Sunday. Yeah. Long time coming.
I remember walking out of the tunnel over there when they played the Dolphins here. I know you do too, 62-7. And I thought the building was going to come apart. It was unbelievable how energetic this building was. And they didn't sell tickets at the pace that they sold tickets for this one. I think it's going to be amazing.
It was amazing. Seattle, amazing Houston Texans. It's going to be double that on Sunday.
Here we go. The AFC wildcard playoff game coming up Sunday at Everbank Field. A 1:05 kickoff. We'll see you here, and we'll see you next time on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.